a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forgiving college debt. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
I love talking about the program Dave hates. President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan. That's what we're going to talk about right now. It keeps facing setback after setback in the courts. It's really gone nowhere. Nobody's had their debt forgiven. Even though it was announced several months ago, we're wondering, we're going to get an expert to weigh in, a law expert to weigh in on this. I'm wondering, will SCOTUS crush it?
Probably. I mean, how many strikes do you get? Strike one, strike two. Like, we're at strike nine right now. How many strikes until it's just out altogether? I think it is extremely unlikely that this plan is ever going to see the light of day.
Remember, there's a means test, if you will, like a salary cap. You can have between $10,000 and $20,000 forgiven if you're making less than $125,000 a year. But that plan is kind of suspended in thin air right now because the courts have intervened, because people have asked the courts to intervene. They've filed lawsuits. Things like, you know, he doesn't have the authority to do this by executive action. We've been, you know, long since past a pandemic was another argument that I heard. Emergency portion of the pandemic. He doesn't really have authority outside of that to do any of this. But for right now, it's being argued or will be argued before the Supreme Court. And last I heard, the court promised to hear it before the end of their session. So by summer. Like, don't rush it.
Yeah. Leave us in limbo. Everyone was celebrating, right? And the cost of the program, Debbie, I think, is just astronomical. We've seen estimates that range anywhere from $400 billion to $1 trillion to forgive all this debt and to essentially miss out on all those extra payments and the insurance or the interest that you'd be making on those payments. It's an extremely expensive thing. But I don't think many people really in the know are surprised that this is being struck down at every level.
Jason Giuliano, I hope I said that right. Associate Professor of Law at the University of Utah. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. And that's exactly right.
Oh, yay. Jason Giuliano.
Hey, between Dujanovic and Noriega, we celebrate all the correct pronunciations.
Dave keeps thinking his name's as tough as mine to pronounce, but I don't think so. I think Noriega's a lot easier than Dujanovic. We're just glad to have you on the show. This is in the hands of the United States Supreme Court right now. Let me just ask you right out of the gate. Do you think they're going to just completely cancel Biden's program?
Yeah, so if I had to handicap it, I would say 80% odds that the Supreme Court finds that the forgiveness overstepped the bounds of the executive authority, and so in short, that they strike it down.
Executive authority is so fascinating because it seems to be the only way we legislate right now is from the executive office, oddly enough, or at least it's one of those ways that presidents kind of bypass a slow-moving Congress. Can you walk us through that a little bit? What is the Supreme Court going to say, or what are the things they are looking at when it comes to executive action?
Yeah, so this case is actually interesting procedurally how it got there. What the Supreme Court has done, they granted a writ of certiorari before judgment. And just to put that in perspective, between 1988 and 2019, that's only been granted three times. And so this is a very, very unusual procedure to get before the Supreme Court. Basically, it's an expedited resolution saying this case is so important, we actually need to resolve it on the merits as quickly as possible. And so law always moves slowly. And so it's going to be next year sometime, February 2023, they've docketed arguments, and the resolution probably won't come till June. But on Supreme Court timeline, that's actually very, very quick to get a resolution of a case of this magnitude.
So, Professor, a few moments ago, I think you dropped a bombshell, which will put a lot of people in a financial pickle. And that is that you think that the Supreme Court is going to crush Biden's plan for student loan forgiveness. I mean, that's got to break a lot of hearts and will be stretching a lot of pocketbooks of people who are looking forward to having that loan forgiven. But it's good to know.
Yeah, so
I think it's good to know because, honestly, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I think it's good to know what you think the odds are for people because they really probably shouldn't plan their – they should plan their budgets accordingly.
Yeah, 100%. And it's been several years of sort of kicking the can down the road as well before President Biden came out with a formal plan. So very, very disappointing for many people, I'm sure, who are banking on that relief. What I've been pushing for the past decade, though, not quite as good for many people, but I think the better procedural option, and it's an option that's already on the table and has been on the table for years. And so for debtors who are in financial distress, bankruptcy is an option to discharge your student loan debt. There's this myth out there that bankruptcy presents an almost impossible hurdle to get rid of your student loans. But I've been working on the problem for the past decade, and the data just doesn't bear that out. About half the people who try to discharge their debt in student loan are successful.
Okay, that actually is something that I've heard many times, that if you have student debt, you can't get out of it no matter what happens with bankruptcy. But you say there's maybe a 50% chance that bankruptcy can relieve some of that or all of that debt.
Yeah, so it's 50% over the past decade and actually trending up about 70% in the past couple of years. And recently, the Department of Education, and very, very recently in the past month, came out with a set of guidance documents to formalize when they actually won't challenge a student loan discharge. And so a debtor comes before the bankruptcy court and says, "Judge, can you please look at my student loans to see if I qualify for a discharge under the standards." The Department of Education has actually come out with these set of standards for their own internal criteria for when they will stop challenging these cases. And so that's a huge shift from the prior paradigm where the Department of Education would almost always aggressively litigate these cases. And so I'm more optimistic about that than I am about the broader loan forgiveness.
Professor Jason Iuliano, Associate Professor of Law at the University of Utah, live on the line. We're talking about President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. He believes the Supreme Court may just nix the program altogether once they rule on this. The case may be heard in February, decided in June. So can you just, not to put you on the spot, but give us an example of maybe this is more of a how-to go to bankruptcy court and properly argue your case before the judge so there's some hope that you get your student loan debt forgiven.
Yeah, and so bankruptcy is never obviously the choice that people want to make. But when you are in these dire straits, there is a formalized way for getting out of your student loan debt. And just to frame it more broadly, it is quite different than normal credit card debt. And so normal credit card debt and mortgage debt, you just file bankruptcy and it's automatically wiped out. For student loans, you actually have to go before the judge and prove that it would constitute an undue hardship for you to repay your student loan debt. And what the judge is looking for, in short, is basically, do you have disposable income coming in order to service your student loans? Or are you so tapped because you're providing for your children, you're providing for your rental payments, you're providing just for other necessities that you don't reasonably have that income available to pay off your student loan debt?
Let me rewind just. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
If you had a final thought, I'm all about it. But I do want to rewind just a little bit with the president. If the Supreme Court strikes down this plan, will this trickle over into other executive actions as well? Or will this be so hyper-focused on student loans that there is no crossover or bleed over?
So the specific decision will be narrowly constrained, just the student loan action. But what was done in the lower courts, particularly in the Fifth Circuit, they invoked this doctrine that the Supreme Court has been has percolated in a few cases called the major questions doctrine. And basically what that says is that when Congress delegates action, if it's very, very sweeping in magnitude, the power that they're giving to the executive, they need to be very, very explicit in the bill that this is the type of power that they want the president to have. And so that could sweep over into many, many other domains, and the court could use that to claw back other executive action that has been used recently. And so this is a much, much bigger case than just student loan debt.
Jason Iuliano, thank you for joining us, Associate Professor of Law at the University of Utah. Thanks.
Dave, you didn't seem that excited when he said it could be struck down. You just kind of kept talking about something out. I mean, aren't you happy? You've been complaining about this since he announced it.
It was more reassuring because I never thought this had a chance. I couldn't imagine that the president, with the wave of his pen, could basically just erase hundreds of billions of dollars worth of student loan debt.
So straight ahead, I'm going to try to sell you on another pitch that is floating around Congress, and it has to do with student loan payments and your 401k. Doesn't make sense to you now, but it will in 5 minutes.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.